Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible with Joe McGee from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. The Bible is not written in chronological order. It's written the longest book to the shortest book. And so Genesis covers a lot of time, about 2,500 years, lots of time. You know, you got all the way down to Jude, you know, it's not even one chapter. So it's written from the longest book to the shortest book, but it's not written in chronological order. So what we're doing, we're going through the Bible in chronological order as it happened. So it makes a lot more sense. So today we're jumping in at Deuteronomy chapter 31, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. People always ask, they said, well, you still read the King James? I do. I still study the King James, but I don't speak King James. Speak modern English. So we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy chapter 31, where Joshua becomes Israel leader. Joshua's about to take over from Moses. So chapter 31 of Deuteronomy, verse 1. When Moses had finished giving these instructions to all the people of Israel, he said, I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has told me, you will not cross the Jordan River, but the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord promised. The Lord will destroy the nations living in the land, just as he destroyed Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites. The Lord will hand over you the people who live there. You must deal with them as I have commanded you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Now, but that ought to be a bumper sticker right there. God will never fail you nor abandon you. Verse 7. Then Moses called for Joshua and all of Israel. Watch. Then he said, be strong and courageous, Joshua. You will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors that he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them, and their grants are land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Verse 9. So Moses wrote this entire body of instruction in a book and gave it to the priest who carried the ark, the Lord's covenant, and the elders of Israel. Then Moses gave them this command. At the end of every seventh year, the year of release, during the festival of shelters, you must read this book of instruction to all the people of Israel when they assemble before the Lord your God at the place he chooses. Call them together, men, women, children, foreigners living in your towns, so that they may hear this book of instruction and they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully obey the terms of these instructions. Do this so your children who have not known these instructions will hear them and will learn to fear the Lord your God. Do this as long as you live in the land you're crossing the Jordan to occupy. Verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, the time has come for you to die. Call Joshua to present yourselves the tabernacle, so may I commission him there. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves at the tabernacle, and the Lord appeared to them in a pillar of a cloud that stood at the entrance of the sacred tent. The Lord said to Moses, you are about to die and join your ancestors. After you are gone, these people will begin to worship foreign gods and the gods of the land where they are going. They will abandon me and they will break my covenant. Now, he's giving you the bad news. You know, this is not good news. He's telling the truth that I've made with them. Then my anger will blaze forth against them. I will abandon them, hiding my face from them. They'll be devoured. Trouble. Terrible trouble will come down on them. And on that day, they will say, oh, these disasters have come down on us because God is no longer among us. At that time, I will hide my face from them on account of the evil they have committed by worshiping other gods. So write down the words of this song and teach it to the people of Israel. Help them learn it so they may serve as a witness for me against them. Well, I'll bring them into the land I swore to give to their ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey. There they will become prosperous, eat all the food they want. They'll become fat. But then they will begin to worship other gods, and they will despise me, break my covenant. and their great disaster will come down on them. This song will stand as evidence against them, for it will never be forgotten by their descendants. I know the intentions of the people, even now before they have entered the land I swore to give them. Verse 22. So then every day wrote down Moses wrote down the words of the song and taught it to the Israelites. Then the Lord commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, with these words: be strong and courageous. We must bring the people of Israel into the land I swore to give them, but I will be with you. When Moses had finished writing the entire body of instruction in a book, he gave the command to the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant. Take this book of instruction, place it beside the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord your God, so he may remain there as a witness against the people of Israel. For I know how rebellious and stubborn you are. Even now, while I am still alive and I am here with you, you have rebelled against the Lord. How much more rebellious will you be after my death? Now summon all the elders and the officials and the tribes so I can speak to them directly from heaven and earth and witness against them. I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt. You will turn from the day that I have commanded you to follow. In the days to come, disaster will come down on you. For you do what is evil in the Lord's sight, making him very angry with your actions. So Moses recited the entire song publicly to the assembly of Israel. What's he doing? Well, he's telling what's going to happen. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to bless you. You're going to live in the land of milk and honey. You're going to get fat. You're going to get sassy, and you're going to forget me. We used to have this great guy in church. He said, Lord, don't bless me so much that I forget you. Don't bless me so little I try to steal on somebody else. Keep me in the middle. It's probably a really good passage. Keep me in the middle so I will do righteously and I will live righteously. So it's probably a good prayer to pray. Lord, don't give me so much I forget you. Don't give me so little I steal. Keep me in the middle, Lord. It's good to be in the middle. It's really good. Guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time and we'll go through some more through the Bible. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.